Quantum Conversations, your portal to the inner realms. Access infinite possibilities, infinite mastery, and infinite love. Mind-expanding, heart-opening conversations with some of the greatest spiritual teachers, luminaries, and healers of today's world. Usher in new earth by living in your sacred heart. Quantum Conversations is brought to you by AcousticHealth.com, home of music from the universe, online healing retreats, and this program. Claim your free registration to daily shows at AcousticHealth.com. AcousticHealth.com, your portal to the inner realms. Our program starts shortly. Welcome to another Quantum Conversation, brought to you by AcousticHealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and I invite you to sit back as we enter the quantum realm, that space of the greater part of you. It is your connection to infinite possibilities, infinite potential, and infinite mastery. And welcome, everyone. Get ready to go deeply into the heart center today. My guest is here to share his story of working with this beautiful inner realm, this realm of the heart. It is our way forward in New Earth. And Abram Mills is here with us today to share his story. He works in partnership with White Eagle, and we're going to learn more about this beautiful ascended master that works closely with Abram Mills, working for the past 25 years in tandem. Let's welcome Abram to Quantum Conversations. Hello, Abram. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Loren. Loren, thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
Thank you for being here. We are introducing you to our global community. You are such a true, authentic being, stepping up in the here and now, sharing, as we know, when we talk about being in higher dimensions and other realms, higher frequencies, this is when we really share. And so with what's going on, you have heard the call of your heart to step up and really help people touch their hearts. And this is what White Eagle works with you on. Before we start, let's talk about White Eagle. And he's an ascended master and such a beautiful being. Share with us, who is White Eagle?
He's such a lovely, lovely friend to have. I first met him in 1994-ish, I guess it was. I was in Florida, and a friend of mine in Gainesville was teaching classes, metaphysical type classes. And so he arranged for people in his groups to have sessions with me over a 3-day period. And on the third day, I took the woman into trance. And when she was in there, I said, "Well, where are you? What's going on?" And she said, "Well, there's this beautiful Indian man with this flowing headdress." And he proceeded to take over the session. I just tagged along. I had no idea what was going on. I just went with it. That woman left, and next woman came in. I took her into trance, the same thing. I say, "Well, where are you? What's going on?" And she says, "Well, there's this Indian man, and he has this beautiful headdress." And he proceeded to do the session. So that was my introduction to White Eagle. Now, in the interim period, this 25 years or so that has gone by since then, I have pretty much concentrated on making cabinets and furniture for people in my little workshop.
Yes.
Kind of what happened is about 3.5 years ago, after coming back from being with my teacher in L.A. for a program, a series of events unfolded that raised my frequency to a point where I was sitting in my meditation chamber, which is a geometric module, and my higher self descended into my body. It was an incredible experience. It lasted for a couple of months, and then it continued for the last 3.5 years. It's been like being in a cocoon. And what happened was my old life came to an end abruptly, and it was time to go into service. And so here we are. And my relationship with White Eagle, even though it has been existent all that time, it's really just now that we're really officially saying we're doing this together.
Oh, that's beautiful. So White Eagle, for a background, anybody who's read the book, The Return of the Bird Tribe.
Yeah, he was known as Hiawatha.
Hiawatha of the Iroquois tribe, right? Instrumental,
yeah, he was
playing
the leader.
A part.
There were 6 or 7 nations at that time that were called the Iroquois Nation. And he was the leader of the whole shebang. And in that book, I can't remember. You probably remember better than I. It's been many years since I read it, but I can't remember how it was depicted in that book. But as a child growing up, I remember I had these the Child's World books my parents bought for me, and there was a story about Hiawatha in it. One of my favorite stories. Kind of interesting.
That's one of my favorite stories, too. When I read that book, I cried because it just hit so close to home. And I think that book revealed him as flying and very quite beautiful. You know, in the beginning, just the first few pages, we could really be in his, we could see with his eyes at what he was experiencing. And it was just so beautiful. So Hiawatha actually was instrumental in writing. He was working with the U.S. Constitution. He helped the founders write.
Yes.
So tell us, okay, so when you were in your session, he came through to you. We're going to talk a little bit more about that because you work so closely with him now. That's you stepping up to the plate and working with people to help them touch their hearts, and you will be taking callers today. So those who are on the phone, if you join us by web call or telephone, you'll be able to hit *2 to raise your hand, and you'll be able to share your voice with us. We'll unmute you, and you can talk with Abram and even White Eagle. I want to go back, Abram, to your higher self descending into the body. Can you share a little bit more about that? At the time, were you aware that that was going on? Were you there at a spiritual level to understand it, or what were the details there?
Well, I probably need to go back about 47 years first. In 1973, I had recently gotten out of the Navy. I was in the Navy during the Vietnam era, but I was fortunately stationed in Iceland, flying around over the North Atlantic looking for Russian subs, nuclear subs. But during that time, I was a pretty angry young man. And most of the words that came out of my mouth started with F at that time. But one night I sat down in the barracks after I'd been up for about 3 days, been awake for 3 days and doing this and that. And I sat down to write. And I wrote about 15 pages, everything I could think of my life up to that point, which was kind of a small lifetime. I was only in my early 20s. But I had about 15 pages, and I read it over, and it didn't give me any answers. And I was frustrated, and I took the pencil in my fist, and I wrote in big letters on the page, "Who am I?" And I wasn't calling out to any deity or any angelic beings or anything like that at that point in my life, because that didn't exist for me then. On some level it did, obviously, because what happened was that was the turning point in my life. The very next day, a friend handed me a book to read, which answered more of those questions about who am I. Well, it wasn't too long after that I was discharged, And then I found myself in back in Wyoming. I didn't fit there any longer. And so I turned around and went to Florida. While I was in Florida, I met a woman at a junior college who kind of, she was beautiful for one thing. I wanted to come up with any excuse to make contact with her. And when I finally did, we got into a discussion about spirituality, which lasted for a couple hours. And at the end of it, I could not stop grinning. I was smiling like a Cheshire cat. That was my first experience of having a spiritual high. And I thought it had something to do with her, so I became a pest. And finally, after a couple of weeks, she finally told me that she had been initiated into a practice called knowledge a few weeks before, and she had seen this beautiful light inside and heard this music and felt this vibration of love. I was doing TM at the time and having a pretty good experience, but that sounded like I wanted to know. A couple of months later, I was in New York City, sitting in a room with a group of people who were about to be initiated into this practice. Man came and he showed me how to do the first technique, which was how to focus on the light inside. As soon as he touched me, my forehead turned into a movie screen. I was observing flashes of lightning and a green sun that morphed into a golden sun. It was obvious the thing was alive. And the very first thought, the instant I saw it, was I was seeing the Christ. And there was an overwhelming feeling of having come back home after being gone for a long, long time. I walked into that room as a person who thought he was this body and this mind, and I walked out of that room no longer associating with myself being just this body and this mind, but this beautiful light that shines inside. There was a beautiful courtship at that point in my life that led up to this. I can't sing the praises enough, really. It was such a beautiful time. From the moment I asked that question, who am I, it was a series of events that led me home. And that's where we are right now, I feel, as a world, as a planet, as a family of human beings. We are here to evolve to the next level now. I was told back in 1974, sitting in meditation, that my work would begin about now. The vernacular was something I won't repeat on the air, but it was pretty straightforward. Your work will begin when it is total chaos.
When it hits the fan.
Yes.
When it hits the fan.
When it does hit the fan, it's splattering all over everybody right now. And what a lovely time to be alive. I look back and I see that this life has been an incredible gift all the way through, even through the hard times. I've been curled up into a ball thinking this is the end. I have failed, like all of us. We all have. But this beautiful being that travels with us, this beautiful being that we are, is finally getting the opportunity to come forward and dance with each one of us. And that's what I hope to do with each one of you.
Isn't that beautiful? That is the higher self coming in for all of us. We've heard this. We've heard this more and more from many spiritual teachers, that this unprecedented access to our higher self in all new ways, and you're here to actually assist in it. And Abram, I love how look at your story. In Vietnam, thank God you were over in somewhere in Europe, right? Where did you say you were?
Iceland.
Oh my goodness. So there you were in Iceland in that time, and you said you were not very happy, but look at the great transformation. And you are totally heart-centered. You are a heart-conscious person and on your mission now to assist with everyone in getting there as well. And that is such hope, that you knew that this time, that this time is when you really step up and go forward. So here we are. That is quite beautiful. Would you like to share a little bit more about letting God come through in all that we do?
Yeah, this is our practice. This is our life. This is what we do from the moment we take our breath, for the very first time until we take that last breath. There's that beautiful space in between that we get to dance with the beloved. Now, I'm a recent... This is very recent for me to speaking this way about the beloved. When I was initiated and I saw that light inside myself for the first time and recognized that it was the Christ and recognized that it was infinite, there was still a separation from between me and it. I was experiencing it as something separate from myself, as beautiful as it was. But what's happening now, since this ascension process has kicked into high gear, is that now I find myself turning inside and saying, I trust you. And that's the starting point. From that point of just acknowledging that you, my beloved, live in my heart. You that are one with every speck of every molecule that exists in all of creation. You live in my heart. And because you live in my heart, I can know whatever I need to know. I can heal whatever I need to heal. I can travel to the farthest reaches of the universe if I only know that you're there and I trust. That's the path that I feel we're on. I don't claim to be there yet. I just feel like I should point the way as I'm discovering.
Yes. All right, well, ascension has kicked into high gear. Turning inside and saying, I trust you. When we look at our current world and we see, here we have everyone focused on this issue at hand, a pandemic, and that brings one thing, but yet there's misinformation, disinformation, and non-information. So going inside is even more crucial. And when you say, I trust you, then that allows the messages to come forth even more. This is communion with your higher self, would you say?
It's dancing with God, communing with higher self, merging with the beloved, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, this is what we've been waiting for our whole journey since we began incarnating.
Okay, well, let's show how you work with people and assist people. If you would like to speak with Abram, we're going to take some calls right now. And we may see White Eagle come forth. We will just be open to dance with Source here and see what happens. We have... I believe it's Bonnie, area code 920. Hi, Bonnie, you're unmuted. Hello.
Hi, this is Linda.
Linda, hello.
Hi. That always comes up as Bonnie. Hi, Abram. How wonderful to speak to you. Thank you so much. My question is, I'd like to be on the path to ascension and keep going higher and higher, but I'd like to know also how to be of service. Could they tell me exactly whether it is supposed to be with the energy healing, the massage, or the wands, or the writing? I know, I got a lot that I do.
Well, let me preface my response first by saying I'm not a channel per se, even
okay.
though channeling happens now and then.
But okay.
The thing that came through loudest for me as you was asking your question was writing.
Writing? Oh, okay. All right.
That was jumped off the page as you were asking the question. And so I'll just say that I would suggest to you to, and I think this is a suggestion to the whole world right now, because we're so identified with these forms and these minds, and we're not that. That's on loan for a time. But who you are, your true self, who you really are, that requires a letting go, a surrender. The mind would like to think that it knows something, but it doesn't. It's a great servant. My mind is always trying to figure out everything. It's very tiring. It's only when my mind stops, becomes still, and goes into that quiet that the answers come forth. Tukai hiskons kamai wa kati kinsi ashtaka kidni tupakalakatai hisusan kamawa ashtaki tekuka atakawansake pakati kinukutuki wa kakati asichi tukuma lakata tukunakawa hasasishti kimi wa kata tukunai pawe hikachi kawakata tukunia topawa bitikipchi susu Shiwakai, Matakata, trust yourself. Trust yourself. Ask your beloved to lead you into your heart of hearts. And that's where you will find your answer.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Lauren, for taking my call as well.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, thank you. God bless. The light language that you shared was good and shook us all up. I mean, I felt that, and it's beautiful. All right. Let's go to our next caller. And this is, I think it's, I believe it's area code 804. Hello, area code 804. You are unmuted. Hello, what's your name?
Elaine.
Elaine,
hello?
Hi. You are here with Abra Mills and White Eagle. Do you have a question?
Well, I got on and then I hung up to dial in, so I missed the lady's question before me. But I've been told that Chief White Eagle was my grandfather, so I don't know if there's anything he has to say to me.
Well, let's see. So what I would like you to do right now is just take a couple of deep breaths.
Hard hearing you.
You're having a hard time hearing me? Is that what you said?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, just allow yourself to just get quiet. Notice how soothing that breath is. Maybe you don't pay attention to your breath. But if you pay attention to your breath right now, and just allow your breath to take you deep inside, taking you to a quiet place inside where White Eagle can speak to you. Just that simple, simple breath that is so filled with light and love. It just takes us so easily, so quietly, so effortlessly, right inside into our heart of hearts. And today, Elaine, is your opportunity to speak with your grandfather, White Eagle. I'll give you a moment now. Keta mahaka tansi. Mata kawanta kati ita patsito. Ashawakanahai, pakati tsukanaski, Pawa hasta. Natakish titu horsi. Pawa kahi yikioba. Na pawa yu tokushki. How is that?
Pardon?
How is that now, Elaine?
That was very soothing. And it's like I know the language, but I don't know what it says.
It just says
love. On some level, I must.
Yeah, it just says love. It's not. It's something that the mind likes to try to figure out, but it never will. But the heart knows. That's why you know the language.
And my hawk, I have a red-tailed hawk that lives near me and follows me for the last 20-some years. And eagles have been showing up more lately. And I have a family of 5 osprey that follow me, too, that live on the cell tower across the highway. And they follow me around town. And I feel like that's my ancestors as well.
I'd like to suggest something to you now, Elaine. Just something to think about.
Okay.
I mentioned earlier, and you may not have heard this, but, you know, oftentimes we associate more with our physical forms than we do with ourselves who live inside these forms. And I would suggest to you that you could actually ask White Eagle yourself to take you on a little journey and just know that you already know and just go with it.
Okay.
Blessings.
I've seen him over me at night when I go to sleep.
Oh, that is so cool.
You are part of the bird tribe.
Yeah, and it's a question about that.
Yeah. We want to hear a really cool thing that happened the other day with the bird, with my hawk.
Yes, tell us.
I took a shower, and I was looking out the window as I was drying off, and I saw a hawk land on this tree outside the window, and I said to him, "Hawk, I can't come out right now." And he hopped over 3 limbs and peered in the window at me.
Thank you. That's such a fun story. Yes, that relationship is totally real. Thank you for sharing, Elaine.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So connect with White Eagle. Beautiful. I love how it's this effortlessness, Abram. It is the stillness, coming into it and trusting and knowing that we'll be okay. So no matter where we are on the planet or what's going on outside of us, if we can tune in to that voice within even louder, hear it even louder and trust it. That is our way forward. And it is so simple, isn't it? It's so simple.
It's extremely simple. And I like it that way. You know, I mean, I hear a lot of people on these kind of calls, and they all are just super technicians and angelic beings. I mean, they're way beyond me. I can't even hold a candle to this. But I do know that I was part of a big wave that came in here in the 70s, and we've been holding the energy for everybody to come forward and to be able to dance much more easily. So
yes.
It's a co-creation. And, you know, you mentioned something earlier about Corona and the thing that's going on right now. And I want to share something that is very uplifting with all of you.
Please.
I was watching Joe Biden give his acceptance speech, And meanwhile, my higher self was giving me a helicopter view and showing me the past and showing me the present and showing me the future. And from that perspective, it was perfect that we've had Donald Trump to deal with for the last 4 years. It was exactly what everybody needed to see what they don't want. And to open their hearts to be able to receive what's coming. When my higher self first descended into my body, sitting in my meditation chamber, I became aware of this energy, and it began to teach me. And it showed me some stuff. It showed me what happens if we can make it through this dark time.
Oh.
And we make it into.
Okay, share that.
The only word I could think of was glorious. Where we are going, what we're about to step into, because right now it seems like we're on a precipice to some folks. To others, it seems like we're on a threshold. I think we're on a threshold. We're not there yet. But what each one of us has the opportunity to do right now, wherever we are in the world, wherever we are, God is inside. Our higher self is inside. We have a connection to the heart of the entire universe. And all we have to do is express our interest to merge, express our desire to blend. Because that's what this ascension is. It's a blending. It's not a raising up of anything or a lowering of anything else. It's us individually, these specks of clay, these human forms. It's just like that painting of God reaching down and the man reaching up. That's our thing that we can do now. We can actually raise this clay up to vibrate at a higher frequency. This is the time of the Christing.
This is the time of the Christing. Beautiful. And we've talked before about the light that's coming in, raising the vibration, and we've seen how it shakes things up. It shakes these things to come up to be purified, and everything is amplified when that happens. So it can seem really very frightening if we allow it. But again, by going within to that heart, this light heart, this is where all the beauty is. And you've said that too before when you've joined us in our events, where it's the heart is where it's all at, the powerful, powerful heart. Heart Math knows this. World events know this. People are opening their hearts, and all is in divine order. So this is beautiful, with everyone living in that way and knowing it even a little bit more. We do have that desire. So we are seeing all structures. We are becoming better. There's no, the tolerance for the old matrix is going away. And that's the beautiful thing about it. We've learned from other spiritual teachers that the matrix is inside of us. The old earth is inside of us. And so softening and opening the heart and being very present with that on everything that we do, like what you were sharing with Linda and Elaine, is to do this so deeply in our heart that we know what we love, and that leads us to the beautiful thing, and it leads us to synchronicity. Would you like to talk more about that power of being heart-centered?
Very much so. And then I think I'd like to take you all on a little journey. I want to share a little bit of what my realizations have been around the heart. What I discovered with the help of my inner being. One morning I got up, I sat down in meditation, and I called on my higher self. And I was taken on a little journey, and we rebirthed myself. I had done a rebirthing before, but nothing as powerful and as profound as this. my inner being took me on a journey to rebirth, actually took me back before conception, and then brought me forth into the womb, and I got to experience the cells dividing. I got to experience how my limbs began to grow when my heart first began to pound, and then brought forward through the birth canal in conscious union with my birth mother. This is so powerful, to be able to do this, to be able to be present as yourself inside the womb in connection with your birth mother, and to work together through the birth process. And that's what happened. We worked together through the birth process. So it was this beautiful experience. And then my higher self, as my inner father, my inner mate, was able to come forward, take this little child, this infant, and bring it up into my heart. And what happened in my heart, and I call that space the heart womb, because it's a birthing place. It's where we can go. And so what happened with the rescue of this infant self that had been so shocked and abused when arriving here for the first time on this planet, this time, came out as this playful, joyous, powerful ally that now, for example, my teenage self was standing off to the side in a trance session. Kind of attitude, a little bit of attitude, you know, like, yeah, whatever. My little inner being, my little rescued soul, because that's what it was that I rescued. It was actually my soul. It was the foundation of my being.
Wow.
My little boy walked over to my teenage self, grabbed him by the hand, no questions, just took his hand, took him right into my heart.
Oh.
And the alchemical process continues. And so what I've learned is we each individually, when we have that connection with our inner being, we can go back and we can rescue all the broken parts.
Yes.
We can bring an entire lineage going back. I was incarnate as Abraham quite a long time ago. So for me personally, what I'm bringing forward to drop at the feet of the beloved at this time is that whole lineage that goes all the way back to when I was incarnate as Abraham. Each one of us has got this same thing that we've brought forward. We can feel like victims, or we can just look at it for what it is. We've been accumulating stuff. We got a little off course, but we never got so off course that we can't get back on course. Now I asked you, what might it be like to meet your divine essence now, today, wherever you might be on the earth? What if your divine self were to lead you to your sacred heart? Would that be a journey that you would like to take?
Yes. Yes, lead us there.
Let's take a few deep, deep power breaths. Breathing it in from the depths of the earth. Bringing it up from the core of the earth. Bringing that breath up. Breathing it up into your crown. And when you exhale, just feel, just letting go. Feel just letting go. Noticing how each breath that you take, that powerful breath, that command breath, that breath that says, I am God. And just noticing how when you take that breath and you're breathing in spirit, you're breathing in that primordial light, that primordial vibration, that primordial sound. And as you exhale, just letting go and noticing how easy it is to relax. You can feel that energy as it rises up, even when your breathing becomes quieter. And like I would like you to notice breathing in, and at the top of the breath, just hold it. In that quiet, void place in between the in and the out breath, that place, that zero point that lives inside our heart. Notice how it feels as you breathe in and as you exhale, but notice how it feels to rest in the void. Feeling that vibration of the primordial source as it energizes every cell and every molecule of your being, washing away any tension, stress, fear, anything and everything that might be out of balance or lacking in harmony. Wherever you might be right now, I'd like you to direct your attention into your heart area, into your chest. Notice how it feels. Is it soft and inviting? Or is it hard? Does it feel like it's filled with light, or is it dark? As you continue to follow your breath in and out in a relaxed and easy manner, just allow yourself to become more and more at peace. Just noticing how beautiful it is to feel that peace. I'm just taking this time to completely let go. What might it be like to completely let go? And to know, your beloved, that lives quietly in your heart. And perhaps your beloved may even have a message for you today. Or perhaps your beloved might introduce you to a guide or a teacher today. I don't know. But your inner being knows. So let's just take this time, holding your beloved's hand, to go within to the Sacred Heart. I direct your attention now to the steps that are carved into the rock that leads to the heart cave within the crystalline mountain. Notice the steps, how they have been carved from the rock. How smooth the rocks are from all the travelers this way. Would you like to see where the steps lead? Let's begin walking down the steps that lead to the heart cave. Taking that first step, as I count backwards from 10 to 1, and noticing that each step and each number naturally and effortlessly takes you deeper, takes you to a place of peace and clarity. 10, 9, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed, going to the heart cave in the crystalline mountain. 8, 7, deeper and deeper down, more and more relaxed. 5, twice as deep, twice as relaxed. Going to the Sacred Heart to receive a message or a healing from your inner being, your beloved. 4, and 3, down, down, deeper down, more and more relaxed. 2, and one. Standing at the bottom of the steps that have been hewn from the rock. And perhaps you might see or sense a door before you. Take a moment to look at the door. Be aware of any sensations. And when you're ready, open the door and walk through. And when you are through the door, notice where you are. Is your inner being there with you? Is there a guide there? Trust yourself. Trust your heart. Now just take a moment to thank your guides, your teachers, your spiritual friends, helpers, your inner being. Perhaps they will want to accompany you as I bring you back into normal waking consciousness. Know that you will be able to remember whatever your inner being and guides have shared with you today. You can return to your heart of hearts whenever you wish. In a moment, I'm going to count upwards from 1 to 5. As I count, notice that you are becoming more aware of your body, wherever you might be. Perhaps you might feel like stretching as you come back. 1, becoming more aware of your body, returning to present time on August 25th, 2020. 2, feeling more and more present, knowing that you can return to this sacred heart at any time, knowing that you can remember all that you have been shown today by your higher guidance, and you can feel this refreshment, this revitalizing. And 3, beginning to open your eyes and feel yourself being present and grounded. 4 and 5, fully present, alert, grounded, eyes wide open, knowing that you can remember all that has transpired, and that you can return to your heart of hearts at any time, and you come forth feeling revitalized and refreshed. Welcome back.
Welcome back. This is the journey inward that fortifies us and unlocks the inner wisdom. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What a beautiful journey, Abram. I love how we call our higher self my beloved, my beloved. This really takes the power back of, you know, a twin flame outside of ourselves or a twin mate, but our beloved. I love that.
It makes it really personal.
And this is what we mean by this love that we have, that we can cultivate within our heart, the beautiful threefold flame of our heart. That is how we love ourselves more than anyone. I know we've said that a lot, but that's truly what it means. Beautiful. Let's go to another caller. We're going to go to New York City, area code 347. Caller, you are unmuted. What's your name, please?
June, honey. That was beautiful meditation. I almost fell asleep.
That's good.
What question can I ask now? That was so beautiful. I think I'm totally relaxed. I wanted a reset, like a mental reset, so I can align more with my choices and my desires.
Okay.
I wasn't able to hear that completely clearly. Could you repeat that for me?
Yes, I would like a reset so I can align more with my desires and my decisions. Like a mental reset.
A mental reset. My suggestion, have you ever done any breath work?
Breath?
Yes,
have
breath.
Have you ever done any?
Yes, I'm not adept at it, but I've tried it before, yeah.
Well, you know, the closest connection we have to source within us is through the breath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in our English language, for example, we have words like inspiration and respiration and expiration. In spirit, out spirit. You know, it's all about spirit, and it's all about breath. I would be happy to work with you in a private session. I think we would be able to accomplish something from that perspective. But in lieu of that, my suggestion would be to get familiar with your breath. Start paying attention to it and ask it to teach you.
Oh, okay.
Be surprised. If you can spend 5 minutes, I hold this out to anybody listening to this call. If you can follow your breath all the way in and all the way out for 5 minutes, I guarantee you'll be in a state of bliss. Because our natural state is bliss. And when we quiet the mind, we get to experience our natural state. And the breath, a man went to a genie merchant to buy a genie. The genie represents our mind. So he looked around the shop and he finally found a genie that he liked. And he went up and he paid the guy at the cash register. And the fellow at the register said, well, you really need to take the genie training program, because if you don't keep this genie busy, he'll kill you. He'll destroy you. Oh, no, I've got a lot of stuff to keep this guy busy. So he left. Well, a few days later, he crawled back into the shop. Dark circles under his eyes. He hadn't slept. He said, please, you got to help me. And he says, well, this is what you do. You have the genie construct a tall pole, and then you have the genie climb up the pole and down the pole until you have a task for it. And in this case, the breath is the pole, and your mind is the genie. So when your mind is engaged with following the breath, it can't really be thinking a lot of nonsense. And if you stay with it long enough, the mind will get quiet, and then you will have clarity.
Okay.
I would love to be able to give you the answer that you asked, but you already have the answer, and I'm here to help you find that. I can't tell you what it is.
Thank you so much. Yes. And so you loved the process today. That process is the golden key. It really is that process to come into the heart. I loved the heart cave. That's the wisdom within. That's the great wisdom. And I love how Abram said the breath, the following the breath, takes you to bliss. Maybe we'll do that. Report back to us and let us know how that works for you. So
I
enjoy your journey. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Abram. Thank you, Lauren.
Oh, right. Thank you. Thanks so much. Yes, beautiful. Following the breath, and this awareness. Again, that's the simplicity of it.
You know, and it's a really simple way to kind of stay on top of where you are. You know, because as I'm breathing, I'm actually breathing into my heart. That's where it's happening these days, and it's. You know, there, the breath is actually moved by the primordial vibration or the word or the name, whatever you want to call it. There is a vibration which is sustaining all of creation. And we have it within us, and we can access it through the breath, which is very cool. Now, in my case, I happen to have been initiated, and there was a powerful aspect of grace which was present. And this is back to that whole thing of the clay lifting itself up to touch the divine. And there was a process, you know. I heard about this. I heard that you could actually know God inside yourself. And it was like, well, okay, cool, prove it.
Mm.
And then, you know, all the steps that unfold, and it was... That period of my life leading up to that initiation was the courtship between me and God. It was like, you know, every day there were all these cool little, perfect little coincidental things that were just tailor-made for me to dissolve my doubts and my misunderstandings. And each one of us, at any given time in our life, is standing at the threshold where we can have that experience with our beloved. In my case, I was fortunate enough to find a living, perfect master, and by his grace, I was able to see that light inside myself, and it literally saved my life. I don't think I would be alive today if I hadn't asked that question, who am I? So it's,
isn't that powerful? I mean, that's a really powerful. And so for those who really want that, ask, who am I? Because you were shown. And that's just so powerful. And it lifted you. It lifted you, literally, human clay, into know God.
Some people might ask, what is love? You know, everybody asks the question according to who they are, you know. In my case, I wanted to know who I am. But it's the same question, you know, doesn't matter how you ask it. It just matters how you ask it. You know, if it's sincere, if it's coming from your heart, if you're asking without any guile, completely innocently from your heart to know God, I mean, my experience with the divine is like on high alert constantly, just waiting for me to signal even the tiniest
yeah.
little thing.
Yes.
This is the thing, my little boy, my rescued infant self that has become my most powerful ally. His whole thing is he just wants to go up and see, he just wants to go up everybody he meets and say, can God come out and play?
I love that. And that's how you help people. You are allowing them to touch their hearts. You open, you create openings for them to touch their heart. Can we talk a little bit about what you do, Abram, as you find your ego still edging its way in?
I learned a long time ago not to fight with the ego.
Yes,
it's a friend. It's a tool that was given to me. It's the interface that we have and that allows us to interact in a three-dimensional expression. And it's also there to offset us. It's there to be an offset, just like Donald Trump has been there to be an offset to make everybody look at all the shit that they don't like, excuse my language. But the truth is, you know, we already have everything. We don't have to go looking for anything. We just have to accept what is. And that's a surrender. And the thing that I find about my mind, my buddy, the mind, you know, for example, after the experience happened with my higher self coming into the body, which went on for a couple of months, one day my mind said, oh, maybe we should have a glass of wine. Oh, let's have a glass of wine. Oh, yeah. So we had a glass of wine. That glass of wine led to 5 months of glasses of wine and almost killing myself. That's what happens when you pay attention to your mind. When you go chasing after your desires, there's a song that we used to sing called Artie, and there's a beautiful line in there. It says, anger, desires, and attachments take away the heavenly life. As soon as we focus on the physical, we separate ourselves from the divine. But you can't fight the ego. You just let it wander off, and then you gently pull it back, and you focus it once again back on the source within. It wanders off, you pull it back. It wanders off, you pull it back. Wanders off, you pull it back. Finally, it becomes calm. It becomes still.
Thank you for that. We're really feeling it. I have a question here on our Q&A. And maybe you can speak to this. Why am I feeling so disconnected and unmotivated at this time? I feel as if I am only an observer. That's from Susan in London.
Well, I don't know what's going on with you, Susan, but I know that I can relate to what you just said and what's been going on for me for the last few years. It's kind of foreign territory, and for me personally, the thing that has kept me from spinning out has been the fact that I'm able to connect through the breath into my heart. I have a sense that what's going on for you right now is kind of like it's kind of like being in the doldrums in the ocean where there's no wind currently. And my suggestion would be to just trust yourself and even go so far as to turn within to your own inner being and say, I trust you. Please take my hand and please guide me through this. We have all of the guidance that we will require to go through this process. Our part will be to not fall into fear, because there's a great deal of fear that happens with my mind around the whole idea about ascending. It goes back many years. Back when I first began to practice back in the 70s, I was given a number of very powerful experiences, one which literally my God came into my body. My spine was perfectly erect, like a steel poker went down through my vertebrae. My eyes were pulled up into the top of my head, and all I could see was pure white light. And when I opened my eyes, looked in the room, all I could see was the outlines of objects, because everything was light.
Wow.
This is the power that we have within us, but we have to believe it. To start with, we have to trust it to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I realized initially was, I know this is true, but I don't believe it. 47 years later, now I know it's true and I believe it.
yeah, that feels right, right? You know, we know it's true, but we may not believe it. like, you know, with ETs, we know it's true, but we may not believe it. But you were able to then really say it's true and you believe it. Yeah. Just by your experience, and, right? Experience.
And this is a work in progress.
Yeah.
This is a work in progress. I have felt for the last 3.5+ years, I have felt like I've been in a cocoon, that I'm a bug in a cocoon, and I'm going to emerge as a crystalline butterfly at some point.
That is
the imagery that has been presented to me. I have no idea what it actually means, but I do know what it means to have my higher self be fully present in my body. Because when it was, I was an inch taller, for one thing, and I couldn't find any obstacles anywhere, because the only obstacles that ever existed were in my own mind.
Yes.
And so the message that I got was, job one, merge with divine self, and then everything else is taken care of.
Job one, merge with divine self. Yeah, that's beautiful. We do hypnosis sessions for fit folks. And when we see that, the voice of the higher self, when it comes through, is right there. It's no nonsense. The connection, it cannot be reversed. And that is so beautiful. And again, I'll say it one more time, that is our key forward, the way for new earth. And so for us to do this within ourselves, like you, Abram, and now you're helping other people do it in their life, because we can turn then and help others even more so. And that's really each of our role. And so even if all we do is embrace that vibration, that's the job. Would you agree? Embracing the vibration.
Yeah. You know, I mean, in the Bible, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh. Well, I like to remove the W-O-R-D and insert primordial vibration in its place. To me, that's the Word. It's that incredible presence of the divine, which is vibrating every single atom in all of creation.
Yes.
When I was a little boy, about 4 years old, I remember asking two different adults about God. And one of them said, God is a man and lives in heaven. And the other person said, God is everywhere. Well, at age 4, I went, no, that ain't going to fly. That doesn't work. That does not work. And so here I am 20-some years later, and I'm reading Be Here Now. And I read for the first time, you know, this is 1972. And I read for the first time in print, God is energy. And my mind went, yeah, that makes sense. I can relate to that. Because if you reduce everything in the universe to its most basic common denominator, it's pure energy, pure consciousness, pure light, pure sound. And that's what we have living inside of us.
We're feeling that. We're cultivating that. This primordial vibration, I love how you express that. I want to say, Abram, that when you toned, when it was for, I believe it was Elaine and her grandfather, White Eagle, when you toned, that, I've heard that tone before. I've even toned that, almost that exact same pattern. Isn't that amazing? Because we're tuning into something. We're tuning into something. And so I could say that's the sound of White Eagle.
Yeah, you could. You could. White Eagle is, he's a real down-to-earth fellow. He really is. And he's really, his whole thing is about service. It really is all about service for him. And at the same time, you know, being in an ascended status, I assume, and so far I've seen this to be true, is that he's not limited to where he is. And so therefore, he's another aspect of the Creator. And this is kind of an interesting thing I like to think about, play around with, and that's the concept that each one of us is a hologram of the entire universe. And you know, like when Edgar Cayce was here, he was able to like bring forth all this information from the other side, and you know, and now there's this guy Anthony Williams, the medical medium for our time, who's doing a similar thing now, bringing forth all this information. And all of us have this access. It's just a matter of knowing which number to dial, you know, which frequency to touch. And that's where I, you know, I feel like when we start out by turning in within and saying, I trust you, to ourselves, I trust you, God, inside of me. I trust you, my yes. divine self, my true self. I trust you. You know, once it becomes real, once it's present and it's real, it's concrete, the doors just seem to just open up, and you never know what's going to happen then. And I personally, I like it that I never know what's coming next. I just, it's like, it's really like flying by the seat of your pants. It's like, you know, working with somebody in trance, for example, and all of a sudden your inner being gives you a little nudge and says, say this. And so you say it. And it turns out to be just the perfect thing to say at that time. But, you know, you can't take credit for saying it because all you did was respond.
Mm.
And I think that's such a beautiful relationship to cultivate within ourselves. Because, you know, we used to do street theater back in Daytona Beach, Florida, years ago. And it was about warm fuzzies and cold pricklies. And, you know, the land of little people was very happy. You know, everybody had a little bag that they carried, and inside their bag they had warm fuzzies. And so whenever a little person would meet another little person, they'd reach in their bag and they'd hand the other little person a warm fuzzy, and vice versa. And everybody was pretty happy. Well, up on the mountain in a cave, there was the Nerf, the mean, nasty Nerf, and he hated the fact that everybody was so happy. And one day he came up with an idea, and so he went down to and he had a big bag of cold pricklies, and he went up to a little person, and he says, hey, I'll give you 10 cold pricklies for one warm fuzzy. Well, they didn't know what cold pricklies were, and they thought, wow, cool. So they traded in all their warm fuzzies, and all they had left were cold pricklies, and life got pretty dire in the land. Until one day, Fuzzananji came down, and he realized what was going on, and he brought back lots of warm fuzzies and took away the cold pricklies. And so anyway, I'm thinking that probably we've been sharing a lot of cold pricklies, and it's time for us to share warm fuzzies.
Hallelujah. Yes, it's time to share warm fuzzies. And that's why our smile. Yeah, go ahead.
This one is very appropriate for now. Imagine this, two banquet tables, beautiful, huge banquet tables, piled high with food. And there's people sitting at both banquet tables. And at one table, the people are starving to death. And at the other people, they're thriving. The problem is that people's arms don't bend. Their arms are frozen. They can't feed themselves, but they can feed each other. And so the banquet table where the people are feeding each other, they're doing fine. Whereas the one where they don't feed each other, where they don't help each other, they're not doing so well.
Yes, that's a good story for our time and understanding really what unity means, unity in the community and all of that, and how we each show up in this connection with our higher self, merged with our higher self, as we create new earth, we cannot experience yet because we haven't created it yet. But the energies are supporting us, and we know that new earth is a frequency. So we have to clear out the hardness around our heart. We have to open our hearts. We're being supported along that route too. So for those who would like some assistance from Abra Mills in this heart-centered living, in opening the heart, in softening to the heart, Abram has a special offer for you with a personal session. Talk a little bit about what you do in sessions with people. It really is just creating a space for that opening.
You know, it's been such a beautiful experience for me to work with people in this context. And, you know, even during the 25 years that I was focused on building things out of wood, I still worked with people now and then. And any time and every time that I have worked with someone, I have always felt like I was the one who should be paying them rather than the other way around. It's a beautiful exchange. It's a beautiful, sacred event. And I always feel honored to be allowed to participate with someone in their inner world like that. And a session will usually start off with an induction, an interview with someone, and just kind of get a sense of what their issue is and what they would like to accomplish and so on and so forth. And then, you know, do an induction into what's called an alert state of trance, which is very similar to when you wake up in the morning and you're just kind of hanging out there in the bed. You're not quite fully awake and you're not asleep either, but you're in that in-between time. It's a time where you can really kind of access your inner being and get clarity and stuff like that. They're really one and the same thing, really, as far as that level of awareness goes. So then it's just a matter of going within, and, sometimes guides will show up and they will take the person where they need to go. Sometimes it works out in many different ways. It's unique for each person. The alchemical hypnosis protocol is maternal in nature. It's permissive as opposed to the school of hypnosis that is more directive and more matriarchal in nature. So it's permissive language is used and things are suggested but not directed so much. And then it's just really once we're in trance together, then off we go. And my friend White Eagle oftentimes shows up in trance, and he is masterful at doing what he does because he knows exactly who you are and what you need, whereas I'm a fool and I'm just stumbling around in the dark. But that's essentially it. And, then after the session, we have the opportunity for you to follow up with me whenever you feel the need to.
Okay, beautiful. How long is the session?
They usually run about an hour and a half to 2 hours. But if something is hot and heavy and it needs to go longer, it'll go longer. It's whatever needs to happen to get the job done.
So I would like to share that it is a hypnosis protocol, alchemical hypnosis protocol. We experienced that in our session today, and it allows us to go really deep, to really relax. And that was a beautiful journey that you sent us on. When we're in that state, that's where the information is literally unlocked. And so for Abram to create this session and offer it for $111. That is a beautiful way for you, if you've not experienced it, or even if you have, to go in deeper. Do you suggest, Abram, that people come with questions for their higher self, or do you suggest that they just keep it open?
It's always good to be a little bit specific with things, and then be open to it not going the way you think.
Yes.
But But yeah, you know, the clearer one is about what they would like to experience in the session will make it that much easier for me to understand and for us to, you know, proceed accordingly.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, that is available. Those sessions are available with Aubra Mills right here on this special offer link that's on this webpage or in the description box of this podcast that you're enjoying. So check it out. If it resonates with your heart, you know it will. Feel into it and take this journey. Give yourself this gift. It is an inward journey. And as we've said so many times, it really is the golden key. It is liberation. It is the way home. And Aubram helps you find that way home. Aubram, as we say goodbye today, is there anything that you'd like to add for our beautiful listeners as we wrap up?
My suggestion to each and every person is to ask your beloved to bring you home. Ask your beloved to lift you up if that's your desire. Ask your beloved to help you engage with the process of blending with your higher self. Because it is my opinion, my theory, it is my desire that we really do experience the Christing at this time on the planet. Now, I haven't mentioned it today, but I also have some sacred geometry things that I would love to share with folks at another time, and how that relates to accelerating the energy of the electromagnetic field that surrounds the planet to jumpstart anybody and everybody who's ready to shift into the ascension process. It's a brainchild of mine that I've been nourishing for 30 years, and it's getting close to coming to fruition, I have a feeling. So,
ooh, well, we're very interested in that. Yes, absolutely.
It's a new age example of how we might live in the future, a planned community that involves a geometric temple, which is designed for acceleration and all kinds of cosmic stuff, really. It exists on the etheric. I haven't built it yet. Somehow, somewhere, all of this magic is going to come forward, and there's going to be this beautiful community called Gaia Star, which is going to emerge somewhere. I don't know where.
Oh.
But I refuse to take my last breath until I've accomplished that.
Gaia Astara, thank you. Wow. All right. Well, we love you sharing that vision. It resonates. I know others have felt something very similar to that. And it's very interesting that you mentioned the geometry and your role there. So we hold that vision for you, Aubram. Very, very good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this quantum conversation.
Thank you. It's been such a pleasure and such a great gift you've given me. I very much appreciate it.
Well, Aubram, thank you. It's a great gift that you are in service offering, and you're doing your work and you're assisting others, and it's empowering to everyone listening, because we have a way shower who shows us how to purify and then help others. And that is New Earth in the building. Aubram, thank you so much for this quantum conversation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll talk again soon. Namaste.
Okay. Namaste.
And thank you, everyone, too, for your light today and for listening and for going into your heart, opening your heart, for sharing this great light that you are. We hope that you got this connection today on such a deeper level, and we thank you for joining us. Now it is time to dance our way to the cosmic cart, and this is where we just have a little bit of fun, move our body, and enjoy. Namaste. Quantum Conversation, and thank you for dancing with us to the Cosmic Heart. As we raise our own vibration, we raise the vibration of the planet. This show is dedicated to you and all awakening hearts, as we are here to shine our bright light and amplify our love. Access all Quantum Conversations, special offers from our guests, and online healing retreats by visiting AcousticHealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and from my sacred heart to yours, I honor your magnificent love and light. We leave you now with music from the universe, music literally created by the universe, as musical notes were assigned to mathematical equations. The result is this beautiful music, available at AcousticHealth.com. Namaste.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.